Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, or Thursday.
Thor, baby!
Depending on how Nordic you're feeling, I guess.
And depending on how Thor you feel.
Well, that's right, yeah. September the 4th, 2008, it's all the geek without the weight. And
screw that stuff.
And we are still recovering. I think we're recovered now from Dragon Con.
I feel a lot better about it, yeah. I've actually done some Wii Fit this morning, so yeah.
Good man,
more than just the body test, so yeah.
I'll return, I know, I need to do it too, it's fun. But I know you're on top of it, sir, because you're a fitness guru in addition to being an Uber producer and co-host, Billy Flynn.
There is something weirdly entertaining about you.
Why, thank you.
I've been told that. Yes, yes, that is very true. As for me, not so much. I am the vicar.
This man's a pothead. Sounds smacked or speedballing or something.
He knows about your medicines.
Well, yes, my medication.
He pities the fool.
It's Thursday, geeks, so we got some patio book goodness to throw at you like monkeys throw poo.
Wow.
Also, news, TV, all the usual goodies that you would expect from Geek Radio Daily. On this day in 1950, Billy Flynn. This day in 1950, Beetle Bailey. First introduced himself to us in the world, in newspapers.
So 58 years later, he still can't get through basic training?
Oh, I know. Damn. It's a long basic training. It's
fight
basically
it, Beetle, fight it.
His own personal hell, I suppose. Still in basic.
Ooh.
This day, 1956, Flynn, the IBM Ramac 305 was introduced. The first commercial computer using magnetic disk storage.
Ooh, that's insane.
I know.
You and your crazy dope.
Ione Skye's only 37. Do you know that?
Well, she can say anything she wants to me.
Ione Skye.
Well, she's a little older than me.
Well, yeah, shut up. 37 years old today. And Blackie Lawless, baby, lead singer of Wasp.
Wasp!
I had a Wasp cassette back in the day that I
back
kept.
Back in the day.
Wanna be somebody.
God, how old is he?
He's 52.
Wow, does that make you feel a little better?
Yeah, that's there a little closer. Right, cool. He's older than me, so I'll take it. Let's talk some TV, baby!
Apparently, the Republicans are still conventioning.
I know. Isn't that wacky?
Just weird.
It's nutty. I saw a headline this morning regarding Sarah Palin last night. I saw a headline this morning in the store that said, Palin rouses convention. And I'm thinking, yeah, she arouses the convention.
Giggity, I see that.
Yeah, that's on the major networks tonight. But NBC pre-convention has bumped back football, the opener, the regular season opener for the Washington Redskins at the New York Giants, a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight in the hopes of getting in the game before the con.
Tonight on CBS, it's Big Brother. It's the head of household competition.
Oh, my word.
Like it is every other week.
Well, yeah, I know. That's
so.
So now what if the football game runs late, you reckon?
Oh, well, sorry, Republicans.
What's going to make them angrier? Yeah, is it going to be the whole Heidi debacle again?
You cannot skip out on football.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Unless
Biography.
It's a blowout.
God, I'm so excited. Biography Channel tonight.
Yeah?
It's the Biography of Andy Gibb.
Yes! Yes!
I love it.
Tonight on the CW, it was so popular, they're rerunning the premiere of 90210. Harry Wilson, the new principal of West Beverly Hills High, returns to his childhood home, which oddly enough is Beverly Hills, California.
Wow. Nutty.
See how that came together there?
CMTV. I think I meant to say CMTV because it's country music television. Isn't
right?
It? Yeah, sorry. Oh, well. The biggest redneck wedding ever, sir.
Ever.
And they're going to show it right
there
on TV.
Can't get away from it. Just similar to that, over on Fox tonight, it's Kitchen Nightmares, in which Gordon Ramsay revisits restaurants.
Mm.
Ah, Jesus, you ever had Gordon Ramsay revisit
in my kitchen?
Your restaurant?
Yep, oh. Yeah, like he's back.
Oh, I see you didn't fix it from last time when I told you how to do it. Oh.
So the Ion Channel is showing Blade Runner. I reckon it's probably
awesome.
The original,
well,
the theatrical release.
Still,
yeah.
Right. You know, something's better than
still
nothing.
Still good, sure.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, they love their Dirty Harry. Tonight, sir, it's Sudden Impact, not once, but twice.
Wow. How about Discovery Health? I got two big shows for you tonight.
Okay.
14 Children and Pregnant Again.
Okay.
Followed by I Am My Own Twin.
I'm my own twin. Wait, it doesn't work that way. Tonight on E! It's the Forbes Top 20 Cash Queens. It's the top-earning women of television.
Wow, crazy talk. All right, cool.
Tonight on FX, they're showing Batman Begins, not once, but twice.
But twice, all right.
It's fun to
it's
do.
It's crazy.
That. Tonight, History Channel just has themselves a little marathon of Monster Quest because you can't get enough of that. But if I'm watching anything, I'm flipping it to the Hallmark Channel because tonight, after discovering her late father was once married to someone else, a woman sets out to find his former wife. Tonight, Melissa Gilbert and Lindsay Wagner learn some things are thicker than water.
Jamie Summers.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
All right. You need some help, Jamie Summers?
It's here!
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
All right, sir, what we got in the old mailbag, yo?
Let's see. Corey says, "Dearest Billy, Flynn, and Vicar, what are the odds that the day you don't post a podcast on the Tuesday show, Google comes out with a new browser? Never tell me the odds. Will it be able to do what Firefox hasn't got everyone to write compatible software so you don't need to pull up Explorer for things like Play It Now? Can it replace Explorer?" That's a question from Corey. He's asking our opinion
on technology.
I think so far Google's been slowly taking over the entire world
the
every
universe,
other
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they got a damn good chance at it.
I got a Firefox update, by the way, yesterday, and that happens pretty regularly, I didn't pay attention to it. But the interface has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Wigged me. Did you notice that, too?
Wigged me
out the first time I opened it. I was like, what?
He's right. Firefox still has a problem opening. There are a couple of things I still have to open up Internet Explorer for because it's just a little wonky.
Google will be taking over GRD shortly. By the way, it's going to be GRD Google.
It's going to be Google Radio Daily.
Like that. That's fine. Okay. From, Big Orange Michael says, if the Vicar is going to use the word fracking, then he needs to actually watch Battlestar Galactica, not just the first hour of the miniseries.
That right there just happened, sir.
Damn.
Yeah, he called
Michael?
You out. He called
did,
you a
man.
Poser.
I know he did. He did.
Snap. I don't have the rest of them, remember?
Oh, I thought you, had the one I sent you.
Oh, you do. Never mind. I do have that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That would be, who is that from? That's from Sam the Main. A dear crew, glad you enjoyed Dragon Con. Still said I couldn't be there. Already planning for 09. Love, Sam the Main. A P.S. Overtime is done, so I'll be around the forums more.
Oh, yeah! Good.
I'm assuming he turned into the Kool-Aid man.
Sam the Maino. We thought he had been tied up, captured, put in a basement somewhere. And
look, don't tell your fantasies.
All right, fine. Morning, geeks. Kid Ridiculous here. Thought I'd send you some mail because you seem to enjoy it.
True.
Hope you've recovered from Dragon Con. It was a shame not getting to see it, Jen, this year. I met Vicar and Kingfish last year, but I'm not sure Vicar will remember it. I did run into
he
Matt.
He said you were drunk.
I did run into Matt this year, and I must say, it's a truly unique experience having someone from a crowd call out your screen name unexpectedly.
That's true.
Anyway, as always, read my email or I'll hurt a small animal, blah, blah, blah. Moistly yours, Kid Ridiculous.
Wow, you must be Mike Douglas.
Mike
Douglas,
white man, make me moist.
Yeah,
all right, fine. So there's our mail, kiddies. If you want to send us something, and please do, because we sure as hell appreciate it, drop it to, podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Coming back with Patio Books on this here September 4th, 08, GRD.
From the writer and producer of Thesis, A Fantasy. From the mind and voice behind The Adventures of Indiana Jim comes a new tale from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars. Codename Starkeeper.
So you're Starkeeper, eh? Courier of sensitive cargo, known in circles both savory and unsavory, has 100 aliases and assumed names with transponder codes to match, intergalactic man of mystery. You're shorter than I expected.
What's your name?
Arborn Zell.
Don't give me that look, Morgan. I guess they told you my uncle was dead. That figures.
You don't want to get too close to me.
And why is that, Flyboy?
How touching.
Zell!
The answer is simple, miss. Because he's liable to get you killed.
Now give me the data card, or I'll take you and your ship with me.
It ends now.
What are you doing on my ship?
I have the badge. I ask the questions. What are you doing in Curtin Law's personal files?
It's a story of a galactic conspiracy.
So what you're telling me is that this Dark Jedi assassinated 3 members of the Corellian Council, and everyone is engaged in a massive cover-up?
Korsak, this is Horn. I need a unit to...
Ah!
The Dornhanger!
Taking fire!
Oh, no you don't!
Stop!
Blast. Be advised, suspect fleeing in a sonar ship. Looks like a Lone Scout A, modified.
It's a story worthy of the name Star Wars.
There is much you do not know, my young apprentice.
Why do I suddenly have a very bad feeling about this? Sispawn, he's speeding up.
What?
The filtration plant. He's not gonna...
No!
You still have great value to my employer. Luckily, he won't mind if I break you myself first.
Not only will the Hutts take the blame... The entire galaxy will fall into chaos.
Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. Available September 6th at podcast.indianajim.net.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, September the 4th, 2008.
Yeah, it's all a geek without a word. Nah.
None of that. Yeah. We do not do that.
We don't need
that
any of that crap. Bad. Flynn and the Vicar once again invading your iPod and touching you inappropriately.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
It's what we do. Audio books, baby!
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
If you'd like free fiction, or non-fiction for that matter, because they have it all.
They've got it all, then.
Audiobooks.com has got it.
Everything.
Yo. Here's what's new this week. Stacey Cochran's The Kiribati Test. This week, kick-ass sci-fi and crime fiction collection in the tradition of Philip K. Dick and Jim Thompson. So, there you go.
That's
if
sweet.
If you like the dick...
After a brief hiatus with some publishing issues, we can finally announce that the final four episodes of Bill Pauly's The Chocolate Frog Sailors is now complete, baby.
Okay, there
Chocolate
frogs.
It's not some sort of mock frog.
No. It's not. It's not the same thing at all. No. Also, Tierra Fey's novel Chase Around the World is complete now. This would be, my friends, Patio Books' very first romance title.
Hey now,
ladies,
how you doing?
An intricate web of passion and deceit set in steamy tropical India with plenty of sexual tension.
Oh.
Sexual tension.
Lord of mercy.
Not to mention emotional conflicts. Yes, I have short descriptions this week, but again, these are directly from Mr. Evo Terra's descriptions over
so there you
at Podiobooker.com. So if they're short, well, you can blame Evo, I guess. So Tierra Fey's Chase Around the World is romantic.
Aww.
Bill Pauly's The Chocolate Frog Sailors
it's
and
done.
Stacey Cochran's The Kiribati Test. Some sci-fi there, some brand new stuff over at patiobooks.com. Join the Patio Books bandwagon, kids. It's easy. It's free. It's awesome. When you finish listening to today's GRD, make sure you take your attention and bring some friends, too, over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
That's what we're doing.
So, Karen Norris of Streeter, wherever that is, saved her entire family's life.
Oh.
Her and the family, they're out, and they're in the vehicle. It's in danger of rolling over because there's some issues. The 11-year-old girl jumps there to the wheel and saves people because she knows how to drive a car. And you know how she knows?
No.
From all of her time playing Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, now see, look, finally,
yes,
a news story painting video gaming in a positive light.
No, I still have a problem with her parents letting her play Grand Theft Auto at 11,
all right,
but it saved everybody's life, so I gotta shut the hell up.
And as soon as she saved her family, she got out and slapped the living hell
out
of a hoe.
Caps into busted
some, there you go. So it's kind of a trade-off.
Yeah, so it worked its way out.
From io9.com, the ongoing battle over ownership of the Watchmen movie has taken another step closer to resolution. U.S. District Court Judge Gary Allen Fees has set a trial date of January 6th, 2 months ahead of the movie's scheduled release date, and given directions to Fox that they should not seek an injunction against Warners to stop the release of the movie in the meantime. Between now and then, both Fox and Warners will be scrambling to come up with the best cases they can that each has the real rights to the movie, or in Warner's case, considering the easiest way to try and settle this outside the courtroom.
Just cage match for
it's ridiculous,
goodness.
Man. Abso-freaking-lutely ridiculous.
Defense contractor Northrop Grumman is promising the Pentagon that it'll have weapons-grade electric lasers by the end of this year, which means, honest to goodness, energy weapons might actually become a military reality.
Can you fit them to sharks? That'd be cool.
Oh, that would just be amazing, wouldn't it? Back in March, the company announced that it had completed the first of these 8 laser chains. Yesterday, the company said it had joined 2 other chains together. What's more, the beam combo ran at peak power of 30 kilowatts for more than 5 minutes continuously and more than 10 minutes total and achieved electrical to optical efficiency of greater than 19%. I don't know what that means, but someone's going to just zap us. It's going to happen.
I don't know what that means, but I want it.
I do, too.
From IGN, Fox and the Multiverse Network have announced a Buffy MMO.
A Morpid.
Yep. One downside of the announcement is the delay of Multiverse's other MMO, Firefly. Firefly was tentatively set to be announced for an 08 release, but the company's now focusing on the new Buffy MMO.
There you go. Them. Okay, the product planners over at Chevy may not think that their new electric car is ready for close-up, but the Volt has been caught on camera on the set of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. They posted a video purported to show the production version of the Chevrolet Volt during the filming of the sequel to the 2007 film. It's a plug-in hybrid from Chevy, and yeah, we get to see it in this little video that's in no way, shape, or form some sort of marketing ploy.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right, finally, from HollywoodReporter.com, director Stephen Sommers negotiating with Warners for a reimagining of Edgar Rice Burroughs' Tarzan. Guillermo del Toro, Billy the
No.
Billy the Bull.
That is Billy the Bull?
That is okay. Billy the Bull.
Had been attached to direct, yep. But The Hobbit's in the way now, so it's going to be Stephen Sommers.
Stephen Sommers.
Look for some Tarzan goodness.
Look
coming
for some Brendan Fraser
soon.
In a loincloth and a chase sequence that takes 35 minutes to happen.
God. All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I got. All right, kiddies. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Still would like to get 50, count them, 50 reviews over there. So please drop us a review. You get the chance, okay?
Thank
Join
you.
The social geek working over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the new Cafe Press store. And please drop us an email as well at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here.